This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 15. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 30. It says there, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those who he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. God has a perfect and eternal plan in place. God's plan regarding people is well summarized in today's insight. It says, those he, God, predestined, he called them, he justified, and those he justified, he glorified. First, God's plan included predestination. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, "For God chose us in him," means in Jesus, "before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight." End of quote. Then later in verse 11 of the book of Ephesians, it says, "In him," that means in Jesus, "we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will." End of quote. Therefore, God chose a believer in Christ even before he created the world. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of John 6:44, he said, "For no man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me, and at the last day I will raise them up." End of quote. Jesus also said, and it is recorded in John 15:16, he said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you." You see, this is the concept of biblical doctrine of predestination. Now, God's predestination or choice before the creation of the world does not eliminate the human choice of his way of salvation that is available only in Jesus Christ. There are two prominent views of predestination among Christians. The first view is called Calvinism, which says God gives irresistible grace to those whom he already chose for salvation and eternal life. The second view is Arminianism, which says people can reject God's offer of grace through the exercise of their free choice. In Calvinism, people cannot resist God's call because it is an irresistible call, although it includes the exercise of human free will to respond to the call. Second, God's salvation plan includes calling. Our insight says those who he predestined, he also called. Suppose you are chosen by God and thereby predestined before creating all, means before even the creation of time, because God created time. In that case, you will be called in time, in the time allotted for you in history. This is the second promise of God. Suppose you get the call to come to Jesus because God chooses people for salvation and eternal life only in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1:4 and 1:11 and other many passages in the Bible. You get convinced about God's invitation to accept Jesus. In that case, you are predestined or chosen by God according to our today's Bible insight. The right response is to come and believe in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. We will discuss the next two steps in God's plan in the ensuing sessions, that is justification and glorification. Beloved, God invites you right now through my voice to come to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior and Lord. Jesus is the only Savior of humankind because he is the only one who died, buried, and rose again and paid for all of your sins by his divine and sinless blood. There is no one out there. There is no one else out there. Bible says in Romans chapter 3 that God publicly displays Jesus and his shed blood on that cross as the propitiation, satisfaction for you to come to God. You see, you get forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life by placing your faith in Jesus right now. You are called. It is left for you to respond to the loving invitation from God by exercising your free will and choice. Would you pray after me now? Father in heaven. I understand you have a perfect eternal salvific plan. I also know your plan is in the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you for drawing me to Jesus. I know you love me and gave Jesus for my salvation, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. I accept your call and I receive Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins and make me your child today. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.